$10,023, Lloyd M. Tyndall III and Greg A. Tyndall. West of Road 249, 3,000 feet south of Route 5. They're seeking a variance from minimum lot width requirement for parcels. Also, gentlemen, I'll bring you up to date right now on the letter from the fire marshal, and that also applies in this case. Okay.
Your full name and address for the record, please.
Joan L. Tyndall, 22622 Little Street in Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. I swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do. I've been asked to speak on behalf of my husband and his brother. I'm also a title holder on the property as well.
All right.
We did apply for DelDOT letter of no objection. Unfortunately, with the holidays, we did not get that back yet, but I do have their initial comments, which is allowing us entrance. We just had an option.
Okay.
So they basically asked us which entrance option that we wanted, and we have resubmitted those plans to DelDOT. This application is made as a part of a final division on an estate. My husband and his brother, along with their two cousins, inherited this property, a 70-acre farm. They, a few months ago, agreed to split the farm in half so that my husband and his brother inherited 33 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And we, their mother has a life interest in the property, and it's our desire to split the property into five parcels so that each of them can have their half of the property. My mother-in-law can get her life estate out of it, and we can divide the property so that we can give a piece to my son. He wants to build on the farm, and we also would like to build our own house there. Mm-hmm. So our intent is to keep the large parcel in the family, as the property's been in the Tyndall family since 1912.
Right.
But we just want to be able to use it, and unfortunately our frontage is only 710 feet. With the division, we had to divide equal frontage, equal acreage with the two cousins, so it limited our ability to do it without asking for this variance in order to get the parcels that we want.
Mm-hmm.
I know the drawing that was attached to the application may have been a little vague, but we did have the drawings drawn by an engineer and submitted to DelDOT if somebody would like to see the actual survey drawings. But the property is about 2,000 feet deep, but only 710 frontage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning on putting joint driveways to the two parcels in the rear, so there would be 260 foot of just empty property that will not be used for anything except one joint driveway in the front. So we're just asking to reduce that from the required 150 each to 130 each for those two
parcels,
so that the other parcels can have the appropriate 150 frontage.
Okay.
So there are the accesses to the other parcels in the rear, that 50 foot right away.
Right.
Okay, it's a B and D. Okay,
to
this access to
parcels,
here?
We'll go back to these, but we've also proposed joint combined entrance parcels.
And so that's where you need 20 foot there, 20 feet there, 20 feet there, 20 feet there. Okay.
Right.
Maybe the so board want to see that.
Want to see this drawing?
You want to see it?
No, I don't know. This is good enough.
Yeah, no, I've seen it already. That's okay.
That one for us?
Like a map.
I think that would be. I can say right what they're doing. I'm right next to my neighbor. You're right on the right down the road there. You're right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I
so
looked
I see
to see who was on the board today. And
well, I mean, I've seen that right where you're at. So it is, it's unique right where they're at. Yep, right where we went. So I asked some
the property
strong.
Backs up to a pond.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful property, and my son has always dreamed of building on the farm. So he just got married New Year's Eve, and our intent is to give him a parcel as part of his wedding, for his wedding, for he and his fiance, or for his new bride. And then for ourselves to build a house there very shortly.
Way back at Susac Acres there, actually, at that pond does for us. Okay.
Are there existing structures on some of the parcels?
No, not on this side. The other half of the property did have a farmhouse on it, and that remains, but that went with to the other two cousins.
Right, on the one
so
side.
This property is completely vacant.
Your half is going to be the clear part, closest to me. The other one's got the house, Miss Tyndall.
Exactly,
right,
yes.
That's what I thought. the house the grandmother lived in. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that because of the depth of the parcel being 2,000 feet, certainly makes it unique. And although proper subdivision would be to go, proper method of subdivision would be to go before planning and zoning, because it's being kept in the family, I think that makes it unique also. I think that in that case, it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property for the family. Exceptional practical difficulties created by them or not, and it is, but there again, it's being kept in the family. I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood. And a minimum to afford relief, I make a motion that we approve case number 10,023.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,023. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Good luck.